she licks her lips, that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Plus the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it.
See that she's ready.
Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Loving when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
See that she's ready.
Yeah, this your girl T, and we back with the After Hours with T, and I got my co-host with me. Okay, what are we going to wait for? Y'all, let me tell y'all, people that is sitting here on Facebook is openly talking about sex, like, seriously, y'all, like, come on now, we need to, y'all need to grow up, because that, come on now, y'all know better.
T, they attention seeking. It's legit attention seeking, and it's sick.
Exactly. Like you're grown enough to see, you're grown enough to know that you don't talk about your business that you do inside the bedroom on Facebook.
Well, some people want people to know, and then they wonder why they're getting called bitches and hoes. I mean, it's just real. Like, I don't condone anybody being called out of their name, but I do believe that you can bring things on yourself.
Exactly.
But I digress, because I don't want to get wound up.
Right. Yeah, because I seen it today, and I was like, and you wonder why. Dude's always in your inbox. And then you're going to complain, oh, why y'all in my inbox? Y'all got.
But you know why they complain? Because they want the attention.
Yep.
So somebody's mama and daddy didn't do something right. I don't know what it is, but I keep telling people, you know, when I see people that's real attention seeking, I'm like, there's an issue there somewhere, and it had to start from somebody ignoring you at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I see, but, you know.
Right.
So I guess
Shout out to Alicia for listening.
Yes, she's so sweet. I love you guys. I want to shout out Street Empire. I definitely want to shout you guys out. Y'all are awesome, and I just definitely want that to be out there. But I got a question for you, T, and I want
mm-hmm.
your honest opinion. As it relates to modeling, okay,
mm-hmm.
what are your thoughts on what a model is? I just that's been on my spirit here lately.
What I think a model is a person that's going to take the time and the effort and invest in her brand, because anybody could be a model, but you have to be able to put in the time, be able to grind hard, because it's some people out here just trying to be a model because everybody else being a model.
Hmm.
Just doing it for the pictures.
Okay. Do you ever feel that sometimes individuals might be addicted and so they're consistently trying to get that ultimate high? Because my thought is this. I've only been in this little model, and I don't even say model thing, this fashion thing for about 2 or 3 months, and I'm
mm-hmm.
already turned off by it until I met you ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see is I see a lot of women who seemingly have some internal issues, but because they may have interest in shapes or interest in movements of their bodies, they get a sudden urge of boost of confidence. And it's like they have to be in everywhere and in everything because they need that initial high. I attribute it to the same thing like a drug addict. You always looking for that initial high, but you're never going to get it. So you just keep going after everything instead
mm-hmm.
of just enjoying the plateau. But I digress.
Yeah. Some people do that just to be in the spotlight because everybody else in the spotlight.
Once again, shout out to Street Empire for actually having a movement. That's
yeah.
what I enjoy. I enjoy the fact that you guys have a movement. So, but
yeah.
I'm with you on the whole sexualizing themselves on Facebook. It's interesting. I don't know. It's been made okay though.
Mm, yeah. No, okay. So I have an opinion on, I seen a video today of this mom fist fighting her child. She was fist fighting her child. Because her child told her that her mom's boyfriend was touching her. And I guess she didn't believe her, so her mom was like beating her like a woman on the street. I was like, oh, my goodness.
And, you know, that's prevalent. It's happening a lot, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy because it happens to the point where a lot of people are homeless because of it. A lot of teenagers are homeless and being sent to foster care because of it.
Yep.
And, see, to me, at that point, that's who I want to beat the mama. Because why you going to put your child out there like that?
Exactly.
You know,
but
you that
really,
hard up for a man? Okay.
Right. Because I would never put no man before my child.
Never.
Right, because at the end of the day, a man come and go and your child is forever.
And that much is true. And you know, people don't realize that even when children are babies, they are so cognizant of what's going on around them. They know what's
mm-hmm.
going on. And when they get older and they start acting out and showing you their butt and you getting mad at them, sometimes you can't get mad because they're giving you back what you didn't give to them.
Yep.
So I'm just saying.
Exactly.
So interesting situations.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
So what do we have in store for the listeners tonight?
Tonight we have a fitness instructor.
Oh.
Yeah. I haven't really had a fitness instructor on here, so y'all can get like a new feel of a different type of industry.
Okay.
Yeah. I may have to try this little fitness instructor to work out. So what you have planned for the future?
So this weekend, I'm going to actually have a guest, a visitor, a friend, and his son will be coming to visit. And we might do a recreation. It's probably going to be a recreational weekend because, you know, when you got adolescent boys, you got to keep them entertained.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be my weekend. It's going to be, you know, spending time with a friend and, you know, just being grown. And I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah.
What about you?
This weekend, I will be packing to move.
I saw. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you excited or are you tired?
Both. It's a
yeah.
lot of packing. Especially with a child, too.
Yes, but you know what? That's a precious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the baby has a lot
tomorrow.
Of
yes. More than me.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what everybody says seemed to happen. My I have a nephew now. He's 4 months, and I feel like he just has the world. I mean, he has everything. So, yeah, it's interesting. But, you know, I always say, you know, people are like, do you have kids? I'm like, no, but I have 1,800 because, of course, I teach high school, and I love my high school babies. But I find that babies scare me.
Why?
Because it's like I don't want to be too rough on them. Like, I don't even want, like, with my nephew, I am so awesome with him. But his mama just pick him up, and I'm just like, no, don't pick him up like that. No. And she's just like, Leo, it's okay. I'm like, no.
I don't know why I thought you had kids. I thought you had a daughter.
Everybody seems to think I have kids. I have everybody's kids. Yeah, I have lots of children, but nope, they are not mine. My life is very busy, and I'm not saying that I won't have them, but I know it needs to be in the next few years because a sister will be 35 in a couple of years, so yeah.
Yeah.
But my mother had me at 46, so I don't know. I think I got some good reproductive organs. Good wholesome organs.
Right.
But yeah, I do. I love the babies. I love kids, period. So you anytime you will see me with everybody's babies.
Yeah, I love babies too. But when they get older, it's
Terrible
twos and the teenage years. Oh my goodness. I'm not looking forward to that.
I got you. But I think you'll still be energetic, so you'll be just fine. You will be just fine. Yep. So I'm guessing the fitness instructor, is he local or?
Yes, he's local.
Oh, okay, cool.
See, I always wanted a workout teacher, but my sister mom has one. Oh my goodness, she said it's a pain.
He look like he does. He look like he go in too.
a work, yes, intense workout. Like, hold on, need a break.
I don't know
wait
if I'm prepared.
Me? Like, hold on, I need a break. Can we just get 10 minutes?
Yeah, I don't think I'm prepared for that. But I always tell people I'm open to anything. I just love to dance. So my general workout comes from like hip hop and stuff like that.
Yeah, like Zumba. I love that.
So yeah, I'm very excited.
Because I'll try everything once. Then if I don't like it, I would never try it again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I think a lot of it is we have such busy lives that it's really hard for us to really just sit down and exercise. I get most of my exercise walking the corridors of Highland Springs High School, for real.
Because
that's a big school. Have you ever been there?
Yeah. I went there for a basketball game.
Yeah,
yeah, I love trying to go to the
basketball. Girl, just walk to school. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's kind of big.
Yes.
I got lost. I was like, where is the basketball?
You know, so I just got to rant real quick because I live in a very nice little building downtown, right? And so it appears that the individuals that live above me don't know how to shut up. Like, they stomp when they walk. I don't know what job you have other than where you wear high heel shoes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
A stripper.
Exactly. So with that being stated, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Please tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
But I digress. I'm trying to be good, because T, you know, sometimes I feel some type of way, and I go off. But I'm not going to go off. I'm going to be good.
Take the broom and just, hello.
Because, see, it's something else I want to discuss. And I know Alicia is listening, so I'm not going to discuss it, but I'm pretty sure she knows what I want to discuss. And I think that if I even touch on it, you will know what I want to discuss. But I'll save that for private talk.
Okay.
Because, you know, we got some black people in the world that just can't just be, yeah. Yeah. Yes, but I really need this fitness instructor to bring his way. But anyway, let me tell you about my friend that's coming to visit, because I think that would be a good segment into fitness. Because I asked him today if he would be interested in doing a photo shoot with me. So I'm going to be modeling some corsets. And I was like, you know, to kind of throw it off, I would like to have a shirtless male, right? So he says, well, you know, I don't know if I can do a shirtless male. You know, I'm a bit on the slim side. And, you know, most of the time people will be like, I'm a little too big for that. So I thought that was very interesting. I've never heard a person say that they're too small to do something. So maybe on the male side of things, that's what it is. Maybe men may not necessarily want their bodies to be displayed if they're not bulked up, versus most women try to hide their bodies if they're heavy, except for me, because I really don't care. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I never met a dude to say I'm too small to be, like, shirtless or anything.
Really?
Most dudes I've seen don't mind taking their shirt off.
That's interesting. Okay. So then we got to talking about the model world, and I got to telling him about all of the things that I've been privy to and been hearing about, you know, the whole you sleep your way to the top situations. And he was like, oh, no. So then he wanted to rant about that. And I was like, yes, let's definitely have a conversation about that. But, you know, it's so interesting. So very interesting.
Hey, you want to talk tonight?
Yes, let the baby talk. I think the baby has something to say. I think the baby has something to say. But it's I don't know. I guess for me, I'm really at a point where I don't really understand what the model world is. I guess I don't understand. Maybe that's my ignorance. But, you know, I guess to each his own.
Yeah.
I just know I love me for me. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I started modeling so hard is because, like, when I first started, I tried to do, like, fashion shows, but I was always told that I was too short because they were, like, 5'5 and up. So I'm, like, 5'2. So, yeah.
Wow. So you were rejected for being too short.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, and yep. So me, at first, I was not me. So, you know, and then I'm not a pro. But I guess the thing is, you know, how can I be a pro if I've never done it before?
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I can walk in heels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know. And then it just came. I did a show, and I was told that I was going to be in this show, and then come to find out I was pretty much just hosting, which was cool because it was good exposure. But then what actually ended up happening was I got recruited for another show, and that show had a cause. And that's the show that truly gave me the good exposure, and people start wanting me to do, you know, more and more. And it was just interesting, very interesting. So I don't know. I'm excited. I'm really excited about what's to come. Very excited about what's to come.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm most excited about you guys and Street Empire because to have met you late, but I think something that maybe one day we can all have the real or the view conversation about, because the fact that we connected on social media and every interaction was pleasant and we didn't know each other from Adam's Cuckoo Barn, and the day that we met, it was just like, wow, I've been knowing you guys forever. And Amber J and I kept talking about it because we've been partnering with people, and come to find out the only reason they want to partner with us is because they want what we got.
Mm-hmm.
But for you guys to be, like, on the same wavelength that we on, you started your own movement because of rejection and because you wanted to do things and people pretty much didn't want to do it, or either they wanted to do it but get all the credit for it, or they wanted to jump on the project and take over, but I digress. So, yeah, that's where I am.
Yeah, that's just like the radio show that we're doing now. I actually did an interview with my producer. Now, I really didn't think he was gonna give me a radio show, but he shocked me because I'm like, wow, like you trust me enough to give me like a part of your, you know, your brand, like. It just really, you know, really touched my heart. Because, you know, some people really don't give you a chance. Because I try to do radio shows, but they want experience. And that goes back to saying, like, how you get experience if they won't let you work?
Mm-hmm. That's right. But, see, that's what happened with MBG. Motivational Brown Girls was supposed to be a freaking hobby. Amber and I just wanted to do a couple of, you know, informational, you know, podcasts because both of us came out of the criminal justice system. We're criminal justice practitioners. Amber worked in corrections. I've worked in corrections. I was on the counseling side. Amber was on the corrections and the administrative side. And we know, you know, the system. So our thing was we wanted to teach our men how to stop getting shot and killed by the police. We were founded off the strength of Austin Sterling and Philando Castile shootings. And it was just like a guy saw what we were doing and he picked us up and the rest is history. And it's just like, you know, death, it has turned from radio to TV to newspaper to fashion to modeling to now people want consultations on event planning and stuff like that. And it's just like, okay, we gotta get some business licenses and stuff because people are really asking for big things. So,
right.
I don't know. It's just things are crazy. Well, how can the listeners, if individuals want to listen, how can they listen in to us?
Well, they can call the number. The number is 347-202-0389. Or you can listen on, it's called Tune In Radio. It's like a
Tune In Radio. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then you can search Blog Talk Radio, and then it should come up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And we're also on iTunes.
I got you. That's cool. But yeah, let me ask you this. How do you feel as it relates to we women embracing our men, as far as not just if you're in a relationship with a man,
mm-hmm.
like this is how I feel about it. You know, black women are very jealous, and I'm gonna tell you something about me and Amber. We talk about us. We don't talk about other folks. We talk about the us, because I think that's
mm-hmm.
a big problem with black people. We don't want to talk about ourselves. So we are jealous people. And I find that a lot of times women and men may feel like an individual of the opposite sex is trying to come in on them or invade their territory, if you will. But my sincere belief is that your man is my man, meaning we are a village, and if your man is in the street struggling with something and I can assist him, you know, as a friend, I'm supposed to do that as his sister. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like we've gotten to a point where everybody is so insecure that what's she doing talking to my man type situation versus let me go over here and join in the conversation and see what's going on.
That's what I do, because let me see what y'all talking about before
exactly.
I even say anything.
But see, I don't get it. I don't know what the hang-up is. We don't have enough women like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how do we get that? How do we get to a point where you can say, girl, thank you for, you know, being there last week because I couldn't be there and, you know, I didn't want him and such and such and such and such.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really kind of hard because you have men out here that's saying one thing and doing another.
Now, that's the truth. I ain't going to need knock you. That's the doggone truth.
Like, I ain't going to say no names, but I got this one dude. Like, he know I have a boyfriend, and he will text me every day. Like, he'd be like, "What? Good morning, beautiful, da-da-da." I said, "Don't be doing it." And then he'd be like, "Don't be doing what?" I said, "Okay, play dumb." And then when I'd be like, "You keep on, I'm going to tell your girlfriend," he'd be like, "Really? So you're going to bring her up?"
Wow.
Yeah, because you have a girlfriend. Like, what you mean? Am I going to bring her up? And then he was like, "Well, how is she relevant? Because that's your girlfriend."
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
That's why some females are insecure. But I think some reason why others are because it's like you know, it goes back to being like a child. Some really didn't have their dad, or some didn't have their mom. Like, it goes hand in hand.
I believe, T, you hit the nail on the head. It's some internal struggles in that situation. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's where we come in with podcasts and things like that. You know, just really trying to educate people on these things.
Yep. All right. Well, y'all, we're going to take a quick music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to interview our fitness instructor named Lawrence and see how he got started.
Yo, Pretty Boy Beats. Hey, give me a beat real quick.
See, everybody always asking me, how the fuck do you come up with these crazy ass songs? Pretty much, man. I'll be fucked up. I'm about to light up real quick. There we go.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Watch her bounce, make it bounce, kangaroo booty. 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 Watch her bounce.
Hey, y'all, we back. We're waiting on that guest to call.
I think I'm already in.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Where's my little, my hand clap? Yeah, we can hear you.
Fantastic.
Hi. Hola.
How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
So, I just want to know, how did you get started? How did you know you wanted to be a fitness instructor?
It's kind of funny because I was actually listening to your show before we got the call in and all. And it's pretty impressive because the topics that you guys were talking about, that's a lot of things. That's some of the reasons that I became a personal trainer. You know, like the personal image of yourself. I had gone through a pretty bad breakup. I'd been married for like 10 years, and it was falling apart. And the one place that I found a consistent was when I went into the gym. It was a place that I could kind of get my meditation in. And then it became more than just a place where I could go to get away. It became a place where I became good, really good. And that's where I started winning again. And I was, you know, just redesigning what I wanted my body to look like. So taking control of something that I had control over and really pushing myself and getting to that next limit. And then I sat back and I realized, you know what? I could help other people like this. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is the hardest thing for you as a trainer? Like, what is the hardest thing? What's the worst habit for you to kick as a trainer?
Worst habit for me to kick as a trainer?
Uh-huh, because I know sometimes you just want to eat that good old birthday cake and that birthday cake ice cream.
I need to. Let's stop right there. I do not have an addiction to birthday cake at all.
Ugh, I hate
now,
birthday.
You call anything else, cookies, like macadamia nut cookies, juice, and potato chips.
Mm-mm.
And ice cream. Yeah, I have all of those special spots in my heart for all of those snacking foods. It's not the fact of kicking the habit, it's the fact of managing it.
Okay.
Right, because you know, I keep telling the love of my life that sometimes, you know, you have to just eat, drink, and be merry. Because some of the food that people make out there is amazing, and you got to be able to try it. Because if I die without trying this food, I will have missed something. But on the other hand, it's not getting into it every single day. The habit that a lot of people fall into is that emotional eating, where they had a bad day at work, and you come home. You crack open that bag of chips, or you crack open that macaroni and cheese that smells so good, and then you just start going in on it. And then the next day, you know, somebody cut you off, you got mad before you got home, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to have something else that makes me feel good. And when you eat carbohydrates or when you eat fats or, you know, all of the foods that are not the best for us, like the candies, the cakes, the cookies, it helps to release dopamine in your brain, and it makes you feel good. So when you're eating the food, you're like, man, I feel great. Until you wake up another 3 months from now, and you're like, hey, where did that come from? You know, where did those extra 10 pounds come from? Have you ever had that situation where you're just like, I'm going to eat this, and then you're like, ah, I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Wait, see, this is a personal trainer is where I actually step in and I realize you're doing that. You guys are doing that thing where it's like, I'm not really going to tell you this. And this is where I'm like, okay, let's do another 10 jumping jacks because you're not telling me the complete truth.
I have my moments.
And see, for me, it's a case-by-case basis because I had a very drastic weight loss. So it's like it's in my mind. Some days I'll eat like a pig, and then other days I don't. So it's like I kind of have learned what my body digests well. That was the thing. The biggest thing for me is figuring out what time of day to eat certain things because I didn't know that that was a factor. But my nutritionist ended up telling me they did a study And I ended up finding out what I digested better, you know, during the day. And I know certain things, like, if I want my Snickers bar, I have got to eat that around 11 or 12 o'clock when I know I'm running around doing stuff. But I'm not going to eat
because
that
you're out burning those calories.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, like, corn and stuff like that, I have to eat it in the daytime. I can't eat that, like, for dinner because I will, oh, no, it'll be terrible.
Well, you know, there we get into, as we start personal training, we get into really complex explanations of how to handle certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But the easiest way that we can talk to our clients about managing their diet, one, if you're going to be eating later at night, actually eat a meal. So, and by meal, we mean something that has proteins, which would be a lot of your meats, minimal amount of carbohydrates, and fibers. So when we're thinking about fibers, we're thinking about more like vegetables, like the leafy vegetables. If we're doing some type of carbohydrate, a really small portion of a carbohydrate, like one of those little itty-bitty containers that you would normally get when you go to like Chick-fil-A or something like that.
Okay.
We're focused on doing that because the protein is going to help you rebuild your muscle. The fiber is going to help you move the stuff through your system, and your carbohydrate will be that additional energy. The place that a lot of people get in trouble when it comes to eating late, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to stop eating at 6 o'clock or I'm going to stop eating at 7 o'clock. The reason that you get in the most trouble is because most people are snackers. So between the hours of 7 and 11, so between the time that they had their dinner and the time they're about to go to bed, they start pulling out, you know, I'm going to have a little bag of chips here. I'll have a cookie over here. I'll have a glass of juice right there. And I'm talking from experience because I'm a big snacker. So I have to already set in my mind, I'm going to have a meal that's going to carry me through the night. And I use other things like supplements, like protein shakes. Later on at night when I have that little urge that I want to go back to the refrigerator, I grab a protein shake. And that's a meal supplement for me. So it stops me from eating the bad stuff and keeps me full. Does that make sense?
It does. Mm-hmm. It really does.
That's me.
That's you? You're a snacker?
Yeah.
And see, I snack because I teach high school. I honestly, some days, might not eat my lunch until 4 o'clock. So, but I have, like, in my bag, in the morning, I put in my bag, I put an applesauce cup, I put my fruit cup, I put my chicken salad box with crackers. Like, I have something for every 2 hours. But once again, that's something that I was taught when I started on my weight loss journey because I was at 417 pounds at, like, 23 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Really? How much did you lose?
Oh, yeah, and to now be, over 200 pounds. I had gotten down to, like, 198, and I just felt terrible. And I didn't know that it was actually possible for you to lose too much weight. Because, in essence, what had happened, because I was still athletic, like, I played sports with all of that weight.
Uh-huh.
And so it was to the point where I was carrying the weight. And when I got too small, I was all out of whack. I was at VCU Massey Cancer Center for IV iron therapy. They had to give me a blood transfusion. Like, I was out of whack. So now I've maintained between 210 and 215 for, like, the past almost 5 years.
Well, let me ask you, what was your diet at that time? Because that plays a lot into it. What were the main things that you were eating?
Oh, God. I'm trying to think. Mostly chicken and fish. And I ate a lot of collard greens, turnip greens. I'm a country girl, so I got to have my collard greens, turnip greens, cabbage, stuff like that.
So did you cut – it sounds like you cut all of the fat and all the carbohydrates out of your diet.
Oh, yeah, I did. Now, I did for like a good 2 years, I did.
Now, that would be one of the reasons that, one, you lost weight so quickly, but also why it was a negative weight loss. And I will tell clients every single day, it's not that fat and carbohydrates are bad.
It's the amount.
Too many of them. On diet. And when you cut them drastically, like cutting all of your carbohydrates or cutting all of your fat, these are things that your body needs. It's like saying, I'm going to run my car, off of the reserve gasoline that I put in a little container in my trunk. It's really hard to do because you have to actually have a full tank to make it throughout the day. Now, earlier in the conversation, when you guys first started the show, I heard you say, hey, I would love to take a personal trainer, but it's one time, they have one chance to get it done. If not, I'm leaving, right?
Yep.
This is something as trainers, and right now we have about 8 trainers on our staff. We have men, we have women, we have somebody for everyone. We actually have a guy that's a semi-pro fighter that's out there that actually trains, and he has an amazing workout style. But when you meet one of our trainers, we give you a free trial so that you can meet the trainer, understand what our program is. But we're going to change the way that you do things, and that's from your workout. And we're going to continuously talk to you about your habits that are outside of your workout, whether it's additional activity or even eating differently. But it doesn't take one chance. If you decide to, like, train with us, I'm going to ask you to train with us for 3 months on a minimum. Because
wow.
In 3 months is when you're going to start to see and feel the difference in your body. Because you can't ask me to train you one day. Because normally what happens if you train one day, you're going to be tired. The next day you're going to wake up, your body's going to ache a little bit. You're going to be like, what the hell just happened? I'm not doing that again. They made me breathe hard. They made me sweat. And if you have your hair fried dyed and laid to the side. Exactly. If your hair is fried dyed, laid to the side, you came in with it wrapped, and your wrap fell off. And you're going to be like, I'm not doing that again. It costs too much money to get my hair done and all this other stuff. I'm not stereotyping. That's everybody. But if you come in, we need some time to work with you. Because does it get easier? Yes. But the results that you're looking for are what's really important. Now, a lot of your listeners, they can go to our Facebook page, our website, our Instagram page. You can find us anywhere. It's Hallism Fitness. It's Hallism.
Okay.
Fitness. And you can see some of our clients. One of our top clients, her name is Miss Jones. She started at, I believe it was like 215. She had struggled with her weight for quite some time. She is one of our strongest clients. She is on a massive amount of weight loss, but she's also building muscle. And she's at a safe way, and she's using a safe way of doing it. Her confidence has been built. I mean, this lady would never have gone into the side of the gym where, you know, you have all the muscle heads, right? Where all the free weights are.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't journey over to that side of the gym to fear that somebody's going to be looking at them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure nobody look at me.
Oh, okay. Well, great. It makes it even easier.
Yeah, we can just do it together.
Perfect. So you can build your confidence, and not just your confidence, but your body. And I want to address one other thing. There's this mommy makeover that I've been hearing about. Have y'all heard about that?
What
mommy makeover?
You know,
the mommy makeover.
Got a mommy makeover, and white folk got a mommy makeover too. They're involved going to MCV Plastic Surgery Center. So,
right.
Which one were you talking
about? Well, I heard about the one to the Dominican.
Oh, yeah. I actually know a lady that went to get it done, and she's been sick ever since she came back over here. She looked good, but she don't feel good.
Well, what is it?
They get a full body lift.
Mommy. Right, they go get the fat taken out of their stomach, put into the butt and their
mm-hmm.
hips to create artificial hips and butts. But that's a dangerous way of doing it.
Yeah.
We can help show you how to build your body. Now, will we be able to give you like a Kim Kardashian booty? Maybe not. But can we give you what you have? Yes, we can work on what you have and make it the best possible. And it's the safe way of doing it, too. Because fitness is not just a quick jump to let me take a pill or let me start getting cut and doing this. There are repercussions that happen down the lines that people are not thinking about. We're talking about making your body healthy for a lifetime, not just for the next 5 years or the next 10 years, for it to look good.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the concerns that you have when it comes to, like, maybe a personal trainer?
Just what some trainers do, like intensive workout, I'm not for that.
The intensive workout? Listen, it could be really frustrating to jump into a workout and it be so intense that you feel like you're going to pass out.
Exactly.
Because
I love
100%.
The Dallas Cowboys, but I don't need you training me like I'm about to run for them. So I'm just saying. And I'm serious because I had a trainer like that, and you know what I did? I chucked deuces. So I'm with T. And I think the only reason I'm with T is because I'm very energetic and I'm very active, and my endurance is good. But because of carrying that weight for so many years and playing basketball and softball, I have bad knees. So even though
mm-hmm.
the weight is off, I have bad knees. My knees were damaged years ago. And so
right.
it's like I told the trainer that, but you still got me squatting. Yo, I can't squat like that. I mean, I might drop it like it's hot and pick it up like it's lukewarm. So, I mean, you know, like, it's you know, those are my concerns, people being insensitive.
And I understand
yeah.
that. And that's why our trainers are trained to identify what your areas of strength are and what your areas of opportunity are. So if
okay.
you can't squat like that, we're not going to have you doing box jumps and squatting and walking and trying to walk on your knees, whatever it is. We're not going to have you doing all of that stuff. But we're going to push you past where you normally would go because you don't really get the results until you are able to push yourself past your normal level of exhaustion. We have to go a little bit further than that to actually get
the
burn.
And I mean, that's expected because I know my dad used to always say, you're not doing nothing if you don't feel the burn. But, you know, that's that military talk.
No pain, no gain.
Well,
exactly.
It's funny because you really don't get to the point of the actual muscle fibers, you know, breaking down so that we can rebuild them. You don't get to that point until you start actually feeling that burn. You really don't.
Yeah, he used to say that.
I really want to help not just you all, but your listeners get the best possible
body. Well, we
body
have some
there.
Listeners that are asking questions. One, what is your advice for the individuals who want to gain weight?
Oh yeah, that's
particularly men and women, because some men and women want to gain weight.
Yeah
we were
Listen,
just talking about a friend of mine. He told me he was too small today to do a shirtless photo shoot. And I was just like, what? I had never heard
yes.
a man say that in my life.
Absolutely. If you can see your rib cage and your chest looks like your rib cage, I'm not taking my shirt off for that.
But I'm just like, okay, well, I guess I'm different. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Well, I started off at about 170 pounds.
Okay.
And I'm 6'1", so 170 pounds, 6'1", meaning I was a pretty slim guy. Did I have
yeah.
a little bit of definition when it came to muscle? Yes, but I had a birdcage chest. So, if I take my shirt off to model, you may have wanted to give me, like, a 12-piece chicken meal because you're like, you feel okay. Apparently nobody's been feeding you. So your listeners that want to gain weight, that's one of the things that we do. We talk about how to gain weight. My thing is, that's where I was. I wanted to gain weight. I went from 170 pounds to 210 pounds. I wanted to gain weight, and I like the way my body looks now. I was able to perform that feat. Now, your clients that want to do it, yeah, tell them, give us a call. We can help walk them through it. It's going to be a little bit more than just saying, hey, eat as much as you can, and lift really heavy stuff. There's a right way of doing it.
Okay.
But that's
See,
a good
I have
question.
To wait.
But yes, that's what we
wait.
Do. We have to. You gotta wait.
Yeah, breastfeeding burns all of that.
Oh, yeah. But this is a perfect time to start getting into your workout, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the individual.
You're in the middle of breastfeeding? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The particular individual that I was asking the question about is he's 6'2", and he's like 160 pounds, so it's kind of similar to what you were saying about yourself.
I agree, and we can help. We can help that. Does it take a little bit of time? Does it take a hell of a lot of eating? Yes and yes. But it is possible. I gained, I think it was 20 pounds in a matter of 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
Which is a lot of, it's a lot of weight. But it was healthy weight.
Okay. Make sure you let us know your social media information again so the listeners will have an opportunity to key it in, and particularly your Instagram, because I know a lot of people pick up information and services off of Instagram.
Absolutely. Well, you guys can find us on Instagram at holismfitness.com. That's HALLISM fitness, FITNESS.
Okay.
Same thing on Facebook. And same thing on YouTube. And if any of your listeners would like to give us a call or even shoot us a text message, it's really easy. It's 804-384-0080. And every listener that's out there that's listening to your show, if they're interested, we offer a free trial so you can at least see how it is to work with a personal trainer. And the thing about it is we offer some amazing rates, and you can definitely check it out by going to our website, which is holismfitness.com.
Okay, cool. Wow, and listeners, I am looking at his website right now, and it's legit. Like, most trainers don't have the information readily available, but I'm looking at the exercises that I'm actually trying to implement right now while I'm laying in the bed. Yeah, it's fun.
And our Instagram page, it's a really good resource for some workouts or even for some quick tips. And we have some of our great trainers that are on there to show you some of the things that you can do.
Wow, that's awesome. That is so awesome.
Any questions for some of those listeners out there?
Does anybody else have any questions? See, I'm trying to see. I've been trying to follow the social media. I'm just wild, cause I just saw some glutes that I need in my life. Like, I need those glutes. And they have a family
and
friends group, so that sounds cool. Family and friends.
One of our clients. And, yes, we do have a family and friends group plan. My objective was to make personal training affordable for people. So if you have family or friends that will train with you, you can go ahead and train. Our trainers will come directly to you. We also have a facility with one of our trainers named Tori Cross at the John Marshall Hotel. So you can come down there. It doesn't matter. We have something for everyone. If you want us to come to you, we'll train you at your home, on your doorstep, in your living room. Doesn't matter. We'll bring the equipment. You already have a gym membership. Most of our trainers have their own membership. We'll bring our trainer to you. You want to train in the park when it's nice and pretty outside? We have trainers that will come to you in the park outside. So wherever you are, we will come. And here's the best part about it. Training normally makes you have to pay money out of pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if I told you you could also be a consultant? So you offer our plans to anyone else, and you refer someone else to Holism Fitness, you will receive a percentage of their training fee for the entire time that they're a client.
Wow.
So essentially, you can make your own training free, and then you can create a supplement income for just talking about your journey. When you're out there and someone says, oh, my God, you look great. You lost all that weight. You look amazing. Where did you get that butt from? And you're like, listen, I have a personal trainer. Why don't you give these people a call? They call in, they become a client, and boom, you get paid for that. And all you did was talked about your journey.
Okay. So I have one more question. How do you know what type of water to drink? Which one is best
for you? What type of water?
Mm-hmm.
And protein shakes.
Yeah.
Okay. So as far as water, water cannot be supplemented. I tend to drink spring water most of the time. When I'm in the gym, I'll probably just drink tap water. Tap water, spring water, it's essentially all water to me. I'm not really picky. I'll just drink it. As long as it's clean and it doesn't smell, I'm good. As far as protein shakes, it depends on what you are looking for. There's such a variety of protein shakes that are out there. What I can suggest to you is reading the back of your protein shake. If you're trying to lose weight, one of the best proteins is a low-carb protein. And they're not paying me for this, but I would recommend going to Vitamin Shoppe. If you've never bought a supplement or a protein shake, these people are absolutely amazing when it comes to breaking things down and explaining it to you. So if you're trying to find something specifically for you, like there's proteins that have fat burners in them. There's proteins that will help you gain mass and bulk up. There's all different types of protein. So you got to have to take the time and really talk with someone. And one of our trainers is a perfect person to talk to when it comes to focusing on you, because I can't just give you here's one that you should take, because it doesn't work for everybody. You got to find what works for you.
Wow, that's awesome. And what about now? So protein shakes, would it be the same for individuals that's looking to gain weight also?
The protein shakes would be a little bit different. There's a mass-gaining protein shake that has a lot more carbohydrates and calories in it. So it's designed to be more of a meal supplement.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, we have to understand what the individual's struggles are. Like the gentleman that's out there that is 6'2" and, 170 right now?
160. Uh-huh.
It may not – 165, okay. It may not be that he needs more protein shakes. We may have to look at what he's eating to start off. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
That's my biggest suggestion on when it comes to supplements and things like that. So if any of your listeners have any questions, they can shoot us a message in our DM on Instagram. We'll be happy to answer any additional questions for them, so we can break it down for an actual person. So
okay.
It can be more specific and personalized.
Well, I see you have an online plan also, so definitely I'm going to make sure that we share your information.
I appreciate it.
All right. It was nice having you on the show today.
I enjoyed myself very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, guys. That brings the end of the show. Y'all know y'all can find us same time, same place. All right, y'all.
Good night.